More Idaho Matters now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Across the country, animal shelters are finding themselves in need of support as they continue to deal with overcrowding. It is a problem that so many pet rescues here in Idaho are familiar with. And tackling this issue can actually be really hard, especially if you don't have enough resources or volunteers. So this is why one organization is working to connect the community with local rescue groups at a special event later this month. Joining us now to talk more about this effort are one of the co-organizers of the event, Jen Willett of Bark and Purr, Gwen Hernandez, co-founder of Spay, Neuter, Adopt, Rescue, Foster, as well as Gina DePrice, president of Moonsung Malamute Rescue. So thank you all for joining us today. And Jen, let me get right into the conversation. Where did the idea for this event come from?
Hi. Yeah, we started thinking of an animal rescue volunteer event in 2020 during COVID. We recognized that these volunteer organizations were no longer able to attend events, typically where they got the word out about what they were and who they are. So this year we decided to get as many of these groups together in one place that we could to get them in front of the public.
And Jen, why was this something that you felt was really important to put together?
You know, we feel like this is a chance to make a difference in the lives of animals who have possibly never had a home due to overpopulation, or maybe once had a home but were left behind and they've now become homeless. And this is where these rescue organizations, you know, they're the ones who step up to help these animals. And unfortunately, it's getting worse with, you know, animal surrenders being at an all-time high due to, you know, COVID, rising costs, backyard breeders, and just the lack of low-cost spay and neuter. So we really just wanted to get the community involved and let them know exactly how many of these groups are really out there that they could be supporting.
And how many groups will be at the event, Jen?
You know, we have over 25 groups attending this particular organization, this event.
Gwen, can you tell us a little bit about your organization and what you do?
Yeah, I am the co-founder of an organization called SNARF, Spay, Neuter, Adopt, Rescue, Foster, and we are foster-based. We don't have a shelter, and we're bringing animals in, saving them from abandonment, high kill shelters, areas around the valley where they're having trouble placing them, keeping them in foster homes, getting them spayed, neutered, and adopted back out into homes as we can.
And Gina, can you tell us about the Moonsung Malamute Rescue?
Sure. We are a nonprofit rescue that's breed specific. We rescue Alaskan Malamutes and Huskies within five states. So our territory is Idaho, Wyoming, Montana, Utah, and Northern Nevada. We are foster based as well and try to focus on high kill shelters. We also, like SNARF, bring in animals. We spay, neuter, get them up to date on vaccinations, make sure they're healthy, and then go through a process to get them adopted.
Gina, are you seeing any trends? And if so, what trends are you seeing as you work with these pets?
The trends we're seeing is a significant increase in owners wanting to surrender their pets. This is happening for a variety of reasons from what we can tell, ranging from economic to a lot of, as Jen mentioned, backyard breeders. During COVID, there was a real surge in people that were breeding their dogs and selling puppies. And unfortunately, a lot of those animals ended up in the shelters.
So Gina, are there certain areas that you need support when it comes to taking care of these rescues until you can adopt them out?
Our biggest need is finding foster homes. It's really challenging for some people to think emotionally whether they can do that or not, but it's extremely rewarding. And one thing that Moonsung does is we pay all expenses. We'll pay for you know, even doggy daycare, will pay for food, anything that you need in your house. We've paid for fencing. Again, anything, training, whatever's needed to make that dog adoptable.
Wow, that's really amazing that you do all of that. With that said, Jen, what other organizations will people be able to visit with when they go to this event next month?
We've got organizations such as Conrad Strays. Simply Cats are coming, Black Dog Rescue, Meridian Shelter, as well as we've got a rabbit group coming, and also a bird center coming.
And my understanding, Jen, is that you're going to have free vaccines there and also low-cost microchipping. Why are these services so important?
Again, this is the cost that is involved in owning an animal. It's not cheap. And the low-cost microchipping is extremely important. We need our animals chipped. That way, if they do get lost and found, for that matter, there is a path back to the owner.
Mm. And Jen, my understanding is that you are going to have some pets up for adoption during the event?
Yeah, we're hoping to, depending on the weather, some groups are going to be bringing, I know we have a variety of some dogs, some cats, and including some rabbits. And I think the Ruth Melikar might be bringing a bird, not for adoption, I believe.
just to see.
Yes.
So, Gina, how has inflation and the housing crisis, played, do you think, such a big role in pet surrenders? Because you said that's what you've seen.
I think that people simply can't afford to pay for, medical costs is a big thing that comes up. A pet needs a particular surgery or has some type of genetic issue. A lot of this is, again, from incorrect breeding, and they don't know what to do. And so they come to rescues or they end up taking the dog to a shelter. And so we see, a lot of that. That's probably the biggest piece, or people moving as well. There was a big influx of people moving to different areas during COVID when they could work at home. And now the companies are asking them to come back. There's a lot of dogs that have separation anxiety because they've never been socialized. And so that's also another challenging issue.
I want to thank all of you so very much for coming in and talking with us about this, this topic. Really appreciate your time today. We've been speaking with Jen Willett with Bark and Purr Pet Store, Gwen Hernandez, co-founder of Spay, Neuter, Adopt, Rescue, Foster, as well as Gina DePrice, president of Moonsong Malamute Rescue, talking about the 4th annual Unleash Kindness Volunteer for Pets event. It will be coming up on September 22nd at Vista Village in Boise. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
The candidates for November are set.
I know Donald Trump's type.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.